The Story of a Son Who Had a Falling Out with His Father, Part 3, Reunion. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 20. And he said, a man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him in to his field to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. The story of a son who had a falling out with his father, Part 3, Reunion. I am that son. And I ran away from the circumstances in my father's house. I ran away from my father. I wanted to get away from him as far as possible. And the army sent me to Korea. And there in Korea, as I have related in Part 2, I became a Christian. I understood for the first time in my life that Jesus Christ died to pay the penalty due to me for my sins. And I came to my senses. You see, this is what the young man, or what happened to the young man in Luke chapter 15. But when he came to his senses, and the text says, verse 32, but we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found. I was lost. I was lost in sin and was found by Jesus Christ. I was dead in trespasses and sins and made alive again in Jesus Christ. But there was still that worry and that nagging fear in my heart with regard to what was going on in my family at home back in the United States. Finally, the time came for me to return home, and we flew by jet from Korea. And as I recall, we flew to the West Coast. I think it was Los Angeles. And when we got to Los Angeles, I bought a ticket to Philadelphia. My folks lived in New Jersey, and it was about a 45-minute bus ride from the airport in Philadelphia to a location that we all knew in Haddonfield, where I could be picked up. And so I flew from Los Angeles to Philadelphia. When I got to Philadelphia, I called my mom. I wouldn't have called my father. I didn't want to talk to my father. And so I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm going to take the bus. It leaves at such and such a time and it will arrive in Haddonfield at such and such a time. Would you please come and pick me up? And so I got my baggage and got on the bus and began the bus ride from the Philadelphia airport to the location where I thought my mom would pick me up. When the bus arrived at the parking lot where I was to be picked up, it was dark. And I could see out the window of the bus that there was one car parked in that parking lot. One lonely vehicle under a street light. And so I got my luggage and got off of the bus. And I looked to see. Is that you, Mom? Someone got out of the car and bent down and stooped to look toward the bus. It was my dad. What was he doing here? I called Mom. I expected Mom to pick me up. But when Dad stooped low and recognized me getting off of the bus, he began to run toward me. And I dropped my bags and I ran toward him. And we embraced and we wept together there in the parking lot. My dad came to meet me. My dad came to express his love for me and to embrace me. I hadn't expected that at all. A couple of days later, my dad did something that once again was not characteristic of him. He bought me a 6-pack of Coke. He knew that I wasn't drinking anymore. And he gave me that 6-pack of Coke, that carton of Coke, I think, as a peace offering. We were reunited. And I could tell that some things had changed in our family. Not everything, but a number of things had changed. And as I look back on that circumstance, I realize that there couldn't have been a reconciliation or a reunion with my father in this world, in this life, if there had not first been a reconciliation with God. I had to be right with God in order that I could accept the love that my father was extending to me. Because I had been forgiven by God, God was now enabling me to forgive my father. And so it should be for each one of us. Reconciliation with God must come before there is reunion and reconciliation with members of our families. Part 4 comes next.